great future. We're talking real money.
Hi, welcome to the midweek edition of Talking Real Money, the daily podcast. And this is a special double feature day because you get the weekend podcast out and about and online today, too. So a couple of podcasts for you today. I hope you enjoy them. I'm Don McDonald. Glad you could join us for the new daily podcast that I'm going to try and put up every day unless I take a vacation or something, because it wouldn't be fair to make Tom do them since it was my silly idea. Thanks for being there. And remember, during every edition, if we have them, we will take one of your calls and answer it on the podcast. The number 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. Today, I want to talk about you again, you. And one of the things, or actually two of the things you want when it comes to investing. What are the two things you absolutely want from your investments, generally speaking? I know there are a few exceptions out there, and thank you for being exceptions. What do you want? Anyone? High returns. Yes, you're right. What's that other thing you want? No risk. Correct. That's the other one. Yeah, you are the kind of person that makes stockbrokers and insurance agents very, very happy. Because that's the ultimate dream. Oversized returns, undersized risk. I think a late queen of France many, many centuries ago, well, not many centuries ago, a couple of centuries ago, coined a catchy idiom for that, something about wanting to eat our cake and have it too. You may want high returns with little or no risk, but getting a return with little or no risk is not possible. Sometimes it seems that it happens, but the risk was there nonetheless, whether you saw it or not. Now, the financial product peddlers out there love to promise purportedly high premiums. That's a lot of P words. It was very alliterative. High returns. They want to tell you, you can make a lot of money, and we'll get that risk down next to nothing because we're good. I mean, it's the lie. It's the lie that underpins the indexed annuity industry. You know, these insurance policies where you get the returns of the market with none of the risk. Big, fat lie. It's not true. You don't get the returns of the market. You get a tiny fraction of the return of the market. It's also the lie that sustains the hedge fund business. These guys who tell you, I did a show on it this week. Go check back the old ones. Hedge funds claim to be able to make you money in rising markets and protect you in falling markets, and the reality is they're not doing that. In 2018, when the market was down, one group reported that hedge funds made, on average, a negative return of 6.7%, where the S&P 500 was negative 6.2%. That's not saving you. It's the business model for stockbrokers and active mutual fund managers, because they tell you they know when to get in and they know when to get out of these investments because they're smarter than you are. They're not. Because they can't know a thing that is ultimately unknowable. The future is unknowable. Certainly it's guessable, but when you're guessing, you're gambling. You're betting. Betting. Oh, I bet the market goes up next year. I bet the market goes down. Do you think either one of those people know what it's going to do? They're guessing. They're betting. And they're betting with your money. However, here's the issue. You so desperately want this lie to be true that in many cases you totally suspend disbelief and you follow these prognosticative prophets mindlessly. You're just like sheep. Oh, you told me you could do that. Well, please, I will follow you and give you my money. And it may work for a while. And you'll say, look, they were right. It worked. But you forget that people who gamble in a casino wouldn't be going if they didn't succeed quite a bit of the time. If they always failed, they'd never go. And the other thing you need to do is ask yourself, who drives the nicer car or lives in the bigger house, you or your broker? Or even better, you or the hedge fund managers? Just watch Billions sometime on Showtime and you'll see who's doing better than you are. The hedge fund manager. Investing has to involve risk. It has to. Gambling involves risk. Investing involves a risk, though, that is a little bit more manageable. It can't be totally hedged away. It certainly can't be totally insured against. You know, at least at the casino, you do know the odds. But if you invest properly, you can get a pretty good idea what the odds are. And the other thing you need to do, and I'll repeat this over and over again until I'm blue in the face, you need to invest in a way that you both completely understand, undoubtedly understand. You go, oh, I totally get this. I bet you don't totally get what any of your money managers, active money managers, are doing with your money, because they're designed to be baffling. The other thing you need to know is, what is your risk profile? Not just your risk tolerance. What's your risk profile? You shouldn't take more risk than you need to take, and you should make sure your portfolio reflects the level of risk that you can stand. And again, that's why we offer a risk quiz that's free and there's no obligation. Free and no obligation. I'm absolutely serious. It's what we do. Check it out at talkingrealmoney.com. Also, give us a call. Call me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at 855-935-TALK, and we'll answer your questions right here on the Talking Real Money Daily Podcast. Kind of like this one.
My question is about Roth IRA contributions. Throughout 2018, I've been making contributions to dollar cost average my way to the $5,500 annual limit into a Vanguard Roth IRA. And at the end of the year, I've had an unexpected windfall that puts my 2018 Magi above the income level to where Roth IRA contributions aren't allowed. So my question is, what should I do with the money that I've been contributing all year? Not that I'm not eligible to contribute.
Oh, that kind of stinks. You're doing so well. You're making all your contributions. You've got that nice Roth IRA. Well, I guess it kind of stinks in some ways, and congratulations in others, since your income is now higher. So you've crossed the threshold where you can no longer contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're married and filing jointly, it's like, I don't have it right in front of me, it's around $200,000, somewhere around there, $193,000, I don't know. Right around there. So you can't contribute to the Roth IRA. You have to take it out. You have a couple of choices. One, you can take it out before you file your taxes, which is typically April 15th, but could be longer. You can just take it out. Do whatever you want with it. Or you can I forgot. You can also ask your IRA custodian, Vanguard in this case, to apply the contribution that can't be made to next year's Roth if you think you're going to be below the allowable limit in 2019. You can do that. The other option is to if you haven't already funded a traditional IRA, you can fund a deductible IRA, the traditional one. So you can move that money from your Roth, just have Vanguard move it into a traditional account. It's called recharacterization. And you have to do that by, I think it's October 15th filing date next year, but you might as well get it out of the way, because you can take the deduction against your 2018 income tax. So those are your options. They're all pretty good options. And you'll still have retirement savings. You just won't have as much that's tax-free, but hey, not a terrible thing. And again, if you want to take it out, just put it into since you're in a high bracket, put it into a tax-managed mutual fund with Vanguard, which won't distribute a lot of tax along the way, will defer a lot of capital gains, which get taxed at a lower rate anyway. And that brings us now, finally, to our word of the day, which I thought, fittingly, should be IRA. Because we say it a lot, but you probably don't know what the heck it is. What is an IRA? An IRA is an individual retirement account. It was originally started many decades ago as a way for individuals to save money for their very own retirement and take a tax deduction in the year when they made the contribution. And then you would take the money out when you start withdrawing after age 59 and a half. If you take it out before age 59 and a half, you take it out with a penalty, a 10% penalty. If you do it after age 59 and a half, you just pay the regular income tax, not capital gains, income tax on the withdrawals. If you wait until you're over 70, then come age 70 and a half, there is a formula for what are called required minimum distributions. Not minimum required distributions. Tax law says required minimum distributions, thus the other term, RMD. Now, traditional IRA is deductible and taxable. So you get a tax deduction currently, which reduces your taxable income and your tax liability today, but you pay taxes down the road. The newer version of the Roth or the IRA is the Roth IRA, which into which you make contributions from after tax income, money you've already paid taxes on, but it grows tax-free, not tax-deferred, and when you take the money out, you take it out without any taxation. The number to call is 855-935-TALK, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's really easy. We'd love to hear from you. I know I would. I love answering these questions. I love doing the podcasts, plural, like seven a week now, and I hope you enjoy them. And if you do enjoy them, please tell somebody else about the podcast. Have them go to their favorite podcast service and subscribe, particularly Apple Podcasts, because it's the biggest and we want to get on that front page of the best investing shows. And if you really, really like it, I would so appreciate a review. That would just be great. It takes about 10 minutes and it helps let people know that there's something of value here. So thanks for doing all the things you do. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I will talk to you again in another one tomorrow. I'm Don McDonald.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.